Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill from the Irish American Club, along with Farmer Hughes. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin. It's glad to see that you are back with us.
I am back.
Wow. I mean, how was your little sabbatical away from town here?
I was at work in New Jersey, 5.5 hours each way. Well, it was a long trip.
I'm sure the traffic was just lovely in Jersey.
I forget New Jersey traffic and that middle lane they have. Yeah. Which you can never get out of, and it's confusing to me. But Sojourn opened a brand new program in Tinton Falls. We're very proud of that. 70 units for homeless veterans.
Nice.
So the ribbon cutting is going to be in a couple weeks. But I went down to consult with the district attorney's office and some other people. But nonetheless, we are in the beautiful studios of 89.7 WTBR Pittsfield Community Radio. And we have a great show planned for you today. I'm going to be playing the Dubliners. I'm going to be playing the Johnstones, Mick O'Grady, Martin Hayes, and maybe the Macon Brothers. How about you, Farmer?
Well, I got some Sean McCarron I'd like to play. And we have some Wild Atlantic Way. I found a couple of songs that I'd like to get on there. And I'll dig something up out of the bag to maybe entertain us even some more.
I hope so. I hope so. But we're going to be starting the show off today with the Dubliners with Patty on the Railway.
In 1841, me corduroy breeches I put on. Me corduroy breeches I put on. To work upon the railway, I'm weary of the railway, poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1842, from Hartlepool I moved to Crewe, and I found myself a job to do, working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy bridges, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway. In 1843, I broke my shovel across me knee, and I went to work for the company on the Leeds and Selby Railway. I was wearing corduroy bridges, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway. In 1844, I landed on the Liverpool shore. Me belly was empty, me hands were raw with working on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway, poor Paddy works on the railway. 1845, when Daniel O'Connell, he was alive, and Daniel O'Connell, he was alive and working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy bridges, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway. In 1846, I changed my trade from carrying bricks, changed my trade from carrying bricks to working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy bridges, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway. In 1847, poor Paddy was thinking of going to heaven. Poor Paddy was thinking of going to heaven to work upon the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. I was wearing corduroy bridges, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway.
Take the train with me, uptown through the misery of ghetto streets in morning light. They're always night. Take a window seat, put down your times. You can read between the lines. Just meet the faces that you see beyond the window's pane.
And if I begin to teach you how to give a damn about your fellow man, and if I begin to teach you how to give a damn about your fellow man,
girl to sleep sometime. With rats instead of nursery rhymes. With hunger and your other children by her side. I wonder if you share your bed with something else that must be fed. For fear may lie beside you, or it may sleep down the hall.
And if I begin to teach you how to give a damn about your fellow man, and if I begin to teach you how to give a damn about your fellow man,
stop and see how well despair is seasoned by the stifling air. See a ghetto in the good old sizzling summertime. Suppose the streets were all on fire, the flames like tempers leaping higher. Suppose you lived there all your life, do you think that you would mind?
And if I begin to teach you how to give a damn about your fellow man, and if I begin to teach you how to give a damn about your fellow man, I'll give it.
That was very pleasant.
Yes.
That was Two Slip Jigs and O'Carolan's Draught from the band Celebration, actually Kulurda in Gaelic, that's what they call themselves. And I learned something new this week, that traditionally in Irish step dancing, men are not allowed to dance slip jigs. But apparently Kaltiri has changed their minds about that. We were learning slip jigs this week in our adult Irish dance lessons, which take place every Monday night at 8:30 for you interested adults. There's about eight of us tap dancing away, so to speak. Some are more fast than I am. Most of them are faster than I am. But nonetheless, so that's the thing about slip jigs. And before that, we heard from the Johnstones, a famous Irish band, Give a Damn, obviously from their Give a Damn album. And before that, we heard from the Dubliners, They're All the Best album, with Patty on the Railway, a well-known song. And you have another instrumental waiting for us.
I do. It's Sean McCarron, and it's the song is Lucky in Love and the Dublin Lads, and that is off the To the City album.
Here we go. Thank you.
where me and my true love we oftentimes were seen. O'er the years they rolled by, and how happy were we. For 'tis little she knew that a soldier I'd be. It was early one morning, and the lambs they did play. Oh, into Kells Barracks I then made my way, to enlist as a soldier and to fight for the king, to uphold the good cause I left Bonnywood Green. Oh, Bonnywood Green, Bonnywood Green, to uphold the good cause I left Bonnywood Green. And soon we were ordered away o'er the foam, for soldiers were needed for to fight for their home. I kissed my love Nell, she appeared like a queen, and softly she whispered, remember Wood Green. Remember Wood Green, remember Wood Green, and softly she whispered, remember Wood Green. It was way out in Flanders at the back of the line, we were talking of sweethearts that we'd left behind. Said one Irish soldier, well, I've got a queen, and she works in John Ross's in Bonnywood Green. In Bonnywood Green, in Bonnywood Green, and she works in John Ross's in Bonnywood Green. It was early next morning and the sun was still low, and the bullets were flying and he was laid low. He turned to his mates in a terrible scene. He said, kiss my love Nell and remember Wood Green. Oh, remember Wood Green, remember Wood Green. Oh, kiss my love Nell and remember Wood Green. So if ever to Ireland you happen to stray, there's a neat little factory near Ballymacfay, where the weavers and the winders are plain to be seen, for they all wear white aprons round Bonnywood Green. Round Bonnywood Green, oh Bonnywood Green, for they all wear white aprons round Bonnywood Green.
The kind of thing that you hear at Matt Malloy's pub in Westport, County Mayo. Oh, Bonnywood Green, the singer there, Mick O'Grady, the well-known album Music at Matt Malloy's. And before that, we heard from the Cranberries, and we're playing a lot of the Cranberries over
the
past
I tell you what, since we got these albums, it's just like you listen to one song and you say, oh, I got to play that on the show.
Right.
Then you listen to the album, you say, I got to play this one on the show, too. So, I mean, it's like, and the album that I got from the Cranberries was, I got three songs right off the top.
Okay.
That are going, and being said, we already played them today, I wouldn't do them again, but maybe next week we'll play them. And,
yeah, and you'll have a couple of weeks without me, so go to town.
Yeah.
So the version we heard today from the Cranberries was I'm Still Remembering. And you started it off with a very happy number from Sean McKeown.
I did. Lucky in Love and Dublin Lads. And that was off the To the City album. That's pretty neat looking, actually, the CD cover. You open it up, and it looks like the city of Dublin, but I don't know. Could be L.A. Who knows?
Got a map of the Dublin streets. And in the news from Ireland, a family in County Mayo had been making the news in the United States after discovering a washed-up barrel on Mulroney Beach. The rubbish bin had traveled thousands of kilometers from Myrtle Beach in South Carolina. We had a similar story a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Leading to a flurry of interest on both sides of the Atlantic. The McGreal family, including grandparents, make trips to Mulroney Beach all year round from their home in the village of Strad, which is the birthplace of Michael Davitt, I hasten to add. Last Sunday, they spotted a lone blue barrel and went to investigate. Beneath the salt and the branches, there was a sticker with some vital information which read, City of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The rubbish bin had bobbed across the ocean for over 5,500 kilometers before washing up on Mulrany Beach last weekend. Keith McGreal explained how the family came across the barrel. I was doing some photography on the beach when my son Ferdia asked me to race him as far as that blue thing, unquote. When we got there, we could see a label on the outside that said trash only, and there was a Spanish writing underneath, so I knew it wasn't from the locality. We had a more detailed look at the side of the barrel, and I said to the kids, wow, do you realize where this came from? So there you are.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing. They go to South Carolina, and then they find something washed up on their shore all the way in Ireland.
It probably happens more often than we realize, because people wouldn't necessarily recognize it.
Yeah.
Now we're going to hear from Martin Hayes with The Breeches.
Thank you. before the wind you told stories of men lost at sea to the cold of the water from the trough of the waves. The sea through her salt air hardened to my eyes. I had deep nature top coat with the fears of a child. In dreams we're still standing, my hands fall in yours as we watch the tide breaks o'er our Donegal shores. Pure gold threads the swell, white surf's rolling in, a low sunset shadows far beyond.
Cross our Andrew bore, by the sword our William wore, by the crown our Robert swore, to win our liberty. Call the falcon from the glen, call the eagle from the bend, lion from his den, to win our liberty. By the man whose faith was old, by the man in chains they sold, by the man they'll never hold, to win our liberty. Of Linnesdale, call the spears of Annandale, call the brave of Yarrowvale, to win our liberty.
By the arm that bends the bow, by the arm that plies the blow, by the arm that lays them low to win our liberty.
All the banners from the west, call the raven from his nest. All the clans that dance the best to win our liberty. By the field that once was green, by the shield that silver sheen, by the sword in battle keen, to win our liberty. Bless the man whose faith we hold, bless the man in chains they sold, bless the man in cloth of gold who won our liberty. Bless the man whose faith we hold, bless the man in chains they sold, bless the man in cloth of gold who won our liberty. Bless the man in cloth of gold who won our liberty.
That was Tommy Makeham Farmer.
Yes, it was.
With the side band that he always has, or recently, at least in, back in those days, had one of the Spain brothers with the song Liberty. And before that, we heard something from ye.
Yes, Far Beyond Carafin, and that was Altan.
Altan, okay.
Yeah, we haven't heard Altan in a while in here, and so it was nice to hear the singing there.
It is very, it was a very pretty song. And before that, we heard The Britches by Martin Hayes from his album of the same name. It's an early album of his, very soon after he left the Kilfenora Cayley Band. It seems that Guinness is making, as they always have been, a larger investment in Dublin City Center. The Guinness Enterprise Center, an incubator in the heart of Dublin City, has today opened its new 100,000-square-foot space following a 10 million euro expansion project. Due to strong demand, the Guinness Enterprise Center has already committed 80% of its additional capacity to startup businesses, and it expects to be at full capacity by early 2022. It also said that a 1 million euro phase 2 investment has now been announced and will start immediately. The expansion consists of 2 additional floors at the GEC's site in the Dublin Liberties area, and we'll see a 75% increase in floor space with a capacity for 762 new employees. Over the next 5 years, 3,000 additional jobs will be supported by the expansion, and this will include 1,500 direct jobs and 1,500 indirect jobs. The additional jobs will bring a total number of jobs supported by Guinness in these startups to 5,000 jobs by 2026. That's something.
Yeah, it is. That's big.
It is a big thing.
That is a big thing.
And the Liberties neighborhood in Dublin needs a lot of support, and so I'm glad that they have built there and will continue to do so. So now we're going to hear some Cayley.
Thank you.
I guess that's finished. That was a lively little tune there, Farmer.
Yeah, it was. It was. I tell you, it was fun, though.
It is fun. That's from the Mahones. It's called Amsterdam Song, but you kept hearing the lyric of Jimmy's on the gargle, which means he's on the wagon.
Yeah.
And before that, we listened to The Coors, which is their debut on this show. I picked up a CDs of their last week. And you heard a traditional song from them. I decided to start off with something familiar, Loch Aaron Shore, which you could hear the audience clapping. They appreciated it. And before that, another instrumental, Kaylee, actually, from Johnny Duffy on the fiddle and Tommy Healy on the flute with Reg Hall on the piano. Reg Hall plays the piano in all of the songs on this CD. Two reels, Tor Button and the Longford Collector. And another reel from Martin Wynn called Number One, and Martin Wynn, Number Two. So we're going to hear something from you, Farmer?
We are. We're going to hear from Shillelagh Law. And for the veterans out there, Under the Flag.
As I knelt down to pray, the bells they began to chime. Lost in the fray, too much to pay, another before his time. I remember that day as the bagpipes did play and the drummers they started to pound, all hands to their brow. without a sound as we laid our brother down. So we all formed a line, a sea of unending blue. And all of us mourn for a life that's been torn away from us much too soon. The procession passed by without a dry eye on its way to that hallowed ground. Bugled it cry out blue sky as we laid our brother down. Though we are lost, no matter the cost, we've pledged our lives to this cause. For those that have gone, we will carry on without fear, without thought, without pause. As all of us found through duty were bound, for the service of others we stay. With our sacrifice, we'll keep up the fight till under that flag we do lay. Thank you.
That was Finbar Fury we heard there with Fiddling Around with a Pair of Pipes. And then we heard from you, Farmer.
We did. Under the Flag, it was by Shillelagh Law, and it was the off the album The One in Nine. So it's just something that I forgot to mention last week. So the veterans, that was for all us veterans and everybody who was associated with veterans on Veterans Day.
Thank you, Farmer. And this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes signing off for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced program here at 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield Community Radio, Gurama Ujjahi Shuhugan.